We're going to be reading Secret Place. Follow along in your book as I read out loud. Remember to turn the page when you hear. Ready? Secret Place by Eve Bunting. In the heart of the city where I live, there is a secret place. Close by is a freeway where cars and trucks boom, and a railroad track with freight trains that shunt and grunt. There are warehouses with windows blinded by dust and names paint-scrawled on their brick walls. The lines on the telephone and electric poles web the sky. Smokestacks blow clouds to dim the sun. But in the heart of the city where I live, low down, hidden, a river runs. The water is dark and shallow in its concrete bed. Bushes and tangled weeds cling to the slopes of the concrete walls. Hardly anyone knows the river is here. Hardly anyone cares. Mrs. Aaron knows, and Mr. Ramirez, and Peter and Janet, who are married. I know, and my father knows, too. He works a forklift in one of the brick warehouses, and I showed him the secret place the day I found it. The white egret found it, too. I watched the bird float down, its legs thin and reaching, its head plumes fanned. The green-winged teal knows. The buffleheads that come to water skim know. And the circling mallards know. I've seen them here before. Peter says last year there was a mallard nest lined with feathers from the mother's breast. Later, there were ducklings. They'll nest here again, Peter says. I jump up and down. Ducklings! Perfect! Mrs. Aaron and Mr. Ramirez and Janet and Peter bring binoculars. They let me look through them. The sparrows lined up on the barbed wire fence seem big as mud hens. Peter tells me the names of the birds. He is like a bird himself, with hair the color of a cinnamon teal. In the heart of the city where I live, there is always noise. The growl of traffic, the snort of trains, the beep-beep of a backing truck. The secret place has its own noise. The cackle of coots, the quack of teals, the rah-rah of the mallards that ring the sky. Peter and Janet brought me here one night. We stood while behind us the city jangled. The secret place was at peace. The birds had nested. The river ran slow as syrup. Tucked together, the ducks slept. A coyote came to lap the shadowed water. A possum carried her children to drink. How did they find this place? I asked. They have always been here, Janet said. Before the city grew, there was wilderness. This is all that's left. Wild things need quiet. We do too. The phone wires rocked the moon in their cradle of lines. The stars rested bright on the telephone poles. I want to tell everyone what's here, I said. Be careful, Peter said. Some people might want to take the secret place and change it. I'd never want that to happen, I said. I told my father, but he is good with secrets. I will be careful who else I tell. I will only say that close to a freeway and a railroad track and tall smoking chimneys in the heart of the city where I live, there is a secret place. If you can find it, there may be ducklings. And that's the end of the story.